It's October, and that means pumpkins as well as pumpkin flavors. You get a pumpkin for your porch, maybe. You can buy a slice of pumpkin bread along with a pumpkin bagel, a pumpkin spice latte, and top it off with a pumpkin-flavored beer. When ordering pumpkin anything, bear in mind they are in short supply this year, yet that has not stopped the spreading dominance of pumpkins, which farmers have turned from a crop into a show. Here's reporter Kaomi Getz.
What do you see? On a beautiful, sunny fall Saturday, Kevin Coppinger took his nearly three-year-old daughter, May, to a Minnesota farm just north of the Twin Cities. They were starting a family tradition to find a pumpkin.
How about this one? Lift this one up.
No.
May was picky, but after 10 minutes with pumpkins all around her.
Okay, go pick one. Is that the one? Is that the one?
Yes.
We did it.
Finally, May was happy and satisfied, and so was her mom, Kara.
I've actually never been to a pumpkin patch where you actually pick them, so it was fun to do that.
In the past, paying for the pumpkin might have ended the story, but not at Waldeck Farm.
I'm the fourth generation farmer, so my great-grandfather, Grandpa Bill, bought the farm in 1916.
Doug Joyer is the first in his family to rely solely on the farm for income. He's able to do it partly because he's doing more than just selling vegetables. He's now selling fun to thousands of visitors each fall.
For generations, we grew pumpkins, but about 5 years ago, we started our corn maze. People called us asking if we did a corn maze. They kind of assumed we had a corn maze if we had a pumpkin patch.
Besides picking your pumpkin, visitors can feed live animals, shoot corn from a cannon, and take selfies. Admission is $10. Add on a cup of cider and a hot dog. A family of four can drop $50 or more. Paul Huguenin is a marketing manager with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. He's watched farm culture for the past 27 years. He says this edition of entertainment is how a lot of farms are staying profitable, even when the harvest is light.
The biggest change that we see with pumpkins is not so much in the number of farms that we have growing them or even the number of pumpkins that we're raising. It's what goes along with that.
USDA statistics show pumpkins are a $145 million industry. That's a small amount compared to other produce, but demand for pumpkins is rising. Production is up nearly 30% over 5 years. It's not an easy business thanks to unpredictable weather. Heavy summer rains in parts of the Midwest and elsewhere hurt, leaving many farmers short on pumpkins. And in California, drought has squeezed the crop. All of that is also affecting canned puree makers, who consume about half of all pumpkins. Libby's is a famous brand. Its cans are filled with pumpkins that come mostly from Illinois. Spokeswoman Roz O'Hearn says rainy weather there cut the crop by half.
We think there's enough pumpkin to carry us through Thanksgiving, but we generally plant enough pumpkin that we have a cushion that would carry us into the next year, and it doesn't look like that cushion's going to be there this year.
O'Hearn says she doesn't expect that lack of cushion to affect prices this fall. Back at Waldeck Farm, Christy Sabe came for the pumpkins, but ended up playing with her two granddaughters in a box full of corn. She says it's like being at a state fair.
Only not the crowds. So just, again, just kind of a well-kept secret. We're happy we found it.
And happy to pay the farmer for it. For NPR News, I'm Kaomi Getz in Minneapolis.